بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been studying together the Islamic understanding of life. And the last point we mentioned was what is important in defining whether you have proper lifestyle is to check the direction that we have in our life. Our life is judged according to the direction that we have, not just according to the ideas or according to the actions. If we are facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are being attracted by the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then other good things come. But if we turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and still manage to do some good things, that would not mean that we have a meaningful life, a pleasant life, a hayat tayyibah. It is something which is marginal, something which would not save us from having a life of stress, a life of worry, a life of regret in dunya and in the hereafter. So the last verses I mentioned last night were three verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about to submit your face to Him. One was verse 112 of Surah Baqarah. Bala man aslama wajhahu lillah wa huwa muhsin. The one who submits his face to God while he or she is muhsin is a benefactor. فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. His reward is with his Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They have no sadness and no fear. The next ayah was ayah 125 of Surah An-Nisa. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Who is better in his or her faith than a person who submits himself or herself face to God while he or she is a benefactor and follows the path of Ibrahim? And Allah chose Ibrahim as his friend. And the third was verse 22 of chapter 29, I think, if I'm not mistaken. وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى وَإِلَى اللَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. The one who submits his face to God while he is a benefactor has grasped the firmest handhold. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. And the end of affairs is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So success would come when your affair is directed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in all these three verses, which are very important in defining our lifestyle, you find that we should submit our face, which means we should choose this as a direction in our life, and be muhsin. We have to do good things. if you are moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for sure you would do good things. You are not going to do bad things, or you are not going to just be idle and useless. No, you will be doing good things. So tonight I want to speak about ihsan. So how can we be muhsin? How can we be doing good and be a benefactor? This is very important discussion in the Quran, and I can only touch on some principles of this, and it needs a few sessions. In principle, Islam tells us that after making sure that we don't do any injustice, we observe the rights of people, we don't do any harm to people, or even to animals, to plants, we observe rights of everyone and everything, then the second thing is ihsan. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands all of us. And when it comes to this command, it's common for all religious communities. When it comes to being muhsin, there is no difference between Muslims, Christians, Jews, other people. If everyone follows this path, then 90% of our actions would be the same. And this is why Allah stresses on following the path of Ibrahim. So it can bring all the muhsineen, all the benefactors of the world who are facing God and submitting themselves to the will of God together. They will be all pilgrims of the same journey. So, يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. The first thing is justice. Justice is the minimum requirement. Without observing justice, without respecting, safeguarding, and actually working for people to have their rights, you cannot meet the minimum requirement. But adl is not enough. You cannot say, okay, I am observing justice, I am not doing zulm to anyone, I'm not doing injustice to anyone, I am not involved in any other person's injustice, so it's fine. No, this is not enough. After adl, then it is ihsan. So adl is the foundation. And unfortunately, in the world still, we don't have even this foundation right. But we have to build upon this foundation of adl a world of ihsan, a world of everyone trying to do good. This would be a world which would reflect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We human beings have to reflect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are created by Allah, so we should be acting as vicegerents of God, as instruments for God. By observing adl and then doing ihsan, we can reflect the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is ihsan? What is in the Quran mentioned as different cases of doing good? And interestingly, most of the cases that I am saying are something that you can understand by your fitrah, by your innate understanding and recognition of right and wrong. So this is something that can be common between all people, all human beings. One of the things that you find in the Quran about ihsan, which has been stressed on in several verses, is doing good to your parents. This is very important. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Baqarah, verse 83, says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون. Allah says to the people of the book, to the Ahlul Kitab, in the time of the Prophet, that he has made a covenant, a treaty with Bani Israel, which is something that also we 100% adhere to. First, not to worship, not to serve anyone other than Allah. So not to choose anyone as your Lord, as your God, except Allah. The second, right after Tawheed, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. You have to be kind. You have to do good to your parents. It seems that it has to be the most natural thing that we do. It seems that it has to be the most obvious thing that we have to observe. What can be more natural for us than being kind to our parents, to whom we owe our life? We owe everything. It's not something difficult to understand, but unfortunately, we see, and now we see more often, that even this simple, easy, natural thing, which is to be kind to the people to whom you owe everything, is unfortunately not fully observed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remind all of us of the significance of this responsibility right after Tawheed says you have to be kind and benevolent towards your parents. This is sometimes through doing something for them to meet their needs. But more often, it's a matter of respect, a matter of honoring your parents. And it is a great blessing if your parents are alive. By doing good to your parents, by looking with love at the face of your mother or father, you can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What an easy task is that by showing love and respect to your parents, you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, everything else that Allah wants from us is so natural and so much compatible with our nature, but just unfortunately, nafs, which is not trained, which is wild, wants to rebel against the things that Allah says, which are all things that we appreciate by our fitrah. Be kind to your parents. Be obedient to your parents as long as they are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they ask you to disobey Allah, that's an exception. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَهُمَا بِهِ عِلْمٌ or ma laysa laka bihi ilm, sorry, fala tuti'huma. That's another issue, that's exception. But even if you are, brothers, if you could please come forward, say salawat. Please, if you can. By the way, I heard some people were sitting outside last night and listening, so I am very sorry and I apologize for not being able to have enough space. Inshallah, I hope that we would have inshallah better space next year. So please forgive us for any shortcomings. So if you are the most knowledgeable person, imagine you are marja'i a'lam, the most knowledgeable marja. If you are the most qualified doctor, engineer, the most successful businessman or woman, if you have yourself good children, good family, and you have an old mother or father, you should not reduce even to the least your respect and honor for your mother or father. If you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to have a good life for yourself and your children, the key is your kindness, your respect, your honor for your parents. A shortcut for getting success in dunya and akhirah is to please your parents and have their blessings for you, their du'as for you. And if they have passed away, then by remembering them and doing good for them. And if you have not been showing respect to them when they were alive, then you have to do tawbah, you have to do something extra to compensate. So one of the important examples of ihsan is with respect to parents. Wadhil qurba. You should also be very kind and do good with respect to your kinship, the people with whom you have blood relation. Although we feel responsible for all humanity, and not only humanity, for all creation of God, even if it's an animal. But there are different levels of responsibility. Your first responsibility is for your parents, for your family, for your kinship. Because these are the people that you have more information about them. You cannot abandon your family members, your relatives, and go for people who are far from you. Yes, you have to make sure that after you take care of your family needs, you go and help other people. But it's not that you abandon your family, your children, your cousin, your uncle, and then you just do good to other people. If everyone starts with the people who are closer to him or her, and make sure that no one in the immediate family and then in the extended family has any need which is not met, then everything will be sorted out. Then at the end, there will remain people who have no family to support them. Then we all have responsibility to take care of them. But no one should forget his own family. Maybe no one else is aware of my cousin's situation, my brother's situation, my uncle's situation. I am the only one who knows because of we live as a family. So, zil qurba. Then, yatama. There are people who are vulnerable. They need a special care, a special attention. They are not able to come and ask for help, like orphans. One of the important things is that we should take care of orphans. We should not have any orphan in our community or outside our community that is not receiving enough care. And care is not just financial care. Of course, it starts with that. But love, attention is very important. We should fill the gap of having no father or mother or both. Wal masakin. Then the needy people. Then Allah says he also told Bani Israel, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. A very important part of ihsan is also to speak with people in a good manner and use good words. Kindness is not just by giving a gift or giving food or I do not drink. Kindness can be by speaking nicely with people. Actually, this is something which is for honorable people more important. Maybe you cannot do anything for them, but the fact that you show respect to them is very important. Should speak in a nice way with everyone. Lennas, it's not for mu'minin. Everyone should be spoken in nice language. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. And to establish prayer and to give zakat. So this is a description of ihsan that we find in Surah Baqarah verse 83. In Surah Nisa verse 36, we have something similar but with some differences. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Serve Allah and do not associate any partner to God. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Again, right after Tawheed comes Ihsan to the parents. وَبِذِ الْقُرْبَ, the kinship. وَالْيَتَامَ, the orphans. والمساكين, the poor people, needy people. What is extra here, which was not in the Bani Israel's covenant, or at least was not mentioned in that verse, is neighbors. You have to do ihsan to your neighbors, whether your neighbors are related to you or not. والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنوب. Sometimes your neighbor might be also a relative, sometimes it's not a relative. Still, you have to do ihsan to your neighbors. وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Any person who is living in your neighborhood, or any person who has come to your town, to your locality, and is a traveler, is ابن السبيل, he's a person who doesn't belong to this town, has been running out of money, so you should help, like refugees. There are also other verses about ihsan to the parents. For the sake of time, I don't mention, but there are many. So now you get an idea about different cases of ihsan. A very important case of ihsan is also in the way that you present your aqidah, your faith, your religion, you defend the truth. Even when it comes to this, you have to choose the best way, the most beautiful way, the most considerate way. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in chapter 16, verse 125, ادع إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. Call people towards the path of your Lord, because you are a traveler. You are a person who has identified the direction, had made sure that you are on the right track, and you are moving. This is the sabil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So invite other people to join this. As Rasulullah, the Quran says, was saying, أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ. I and everyone who follows me, we call people towards God. This is the path that we have chosen. We have embarked on this journey, and we invite other people. This is also Sirat al-Mustaqim. This is Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. All these things only can be understood if you can remember the concept of direction and moving in the direction. So, ud'u ila sabil rabbik. Call other people towards the path of your Lord, bil hikmah, with wisdom, not with anger, not with shouting, not with harsh words or harsh behavior, not by sword. No, bil hikmah, wal maw'idhatil hasana. This is the way Islam spread, unlike what some people sometimes, you know, mention. Islam did not spread by sword. Islam spread by hikmah, by logical ideas, and more than anything, think by Islamic model of life, which was free from discrimination and class system, which was common in that world at that time. People welcomed Islam in their countries. Yes, there were some cases that even those cases we don't, you know, endorse, that sometimes in some cases some caliphs used swords instead of words, we don't endorse, but that was not the common experience. ادعو الى سبيل ربك بالحكمه والموعظه الحسنه, with good and nice advice, something that would not offend the other person, something that the other person would realize that you are offering this advice out of love, out of concern for his or her goodness. This is more idhi hasan. If I give some advice to someone and that person is offended, this means that this is not more idhi hasan. I have not done it properly. You have to present it in the way that the person appreciates. You know, if a person is thirsty or hungry and you have the best food or drink, but you throw it at the face of the person, he would not appreciate. He would reject it. Even a hungry person would not appreciate that you throw the food at his face. The words of truth, haq, should not be thrown at the face of people. We should not offend people. We should not humiliate people. We should not say, you know, you are bad people and, you know, we have the solution for you. No. It should be with love, with respect. And there are many, of course, details here. We don't have time. أُدْعُ إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِزَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. And when you are going to have discussion, if a time comes that then there is discussion, there is question and answer, suggestion by you, then they have something to say, and you exchange ideas. This also has to be in the best way. Ahsan, not only good. Then you have to find what is the best way of keeping this exchange of idea, this debate, healthy and respectful. In another ayah, which is ayah 33 of chapter 41, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better in his speech, in his word, in his tabligh, in his communication, than a person who invites towards God? Da'a ilallah. We should not invite people towards ourselves. We should not invite people towards our sect, our school, or anything. Even they should not think that we want to invite them to our religion so that we are increasing the number of followers of our religion. This is not our concern. Our concern is not to increase the number of Shia or the number of Muslims. Our concern is to have more people in the world who are obedient to God, who serve the truth. What is the best presentation of truth? Then we have some understanding. But maybe it takes, you know, another discussion to discuss with them what is the best presentation of truth. That's another issue. The main thing is that we want everyone to be facing God, moving towards light, towards goodness. So, da'a ila Allah calls people towards God. Wa amila salihan, and he himself is doing good. He's a benefactor. He's doing righteous deeds. Wa qala innani min al muslimin, and he says, I am submissive to God. I am not important. I am not here the concern. I am just serving the truth and submitting myself to the truth. I am not important. Everything is truth. Everything is haq, is justice, is values. In a booklet that inshallah you can take outside when you go, there are some hadith, and I hope inshallah there would be enough for every family to take one copy, but if it's not enough, I'm sorry, and you can share. There are some hadith about the need for observing akhlaq and good manner in presenting truth, in presenting Islam. And this is very important. One of the hadith there is from Jabir. Jabir says that he heard from Imam Sadiq, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, qala abi. Imam Baqir said, my father, Imam Sadiq said, كونوا من السابقين بالخيرات. Be one of those people who precedes in doing good. You should not let other people precede you. So not only you should do good, you should precede. You should be the fast person in response, or the fastest. كونوا من السابقين بالخيرات وكونوا ورقا لا شوك فيه. Try to be a leaf without thorns. You know, there are some flowers which are very beautiful, but you cannot go close. You cannot touch them because they have thorns. Some people have good ideas, but their akhlaq is bad, so you cannot go near them. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, my father used to say that you should be leaf without thorn. كونوا ورقا لا شوك فيه فإن من كان قبلكم كانوا ورقا لا شوك فيه. The people who were before you, those true followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they used to be like this. They used to be leaf without thorn. وَقَدْ خِفْتُ. Sorry, I said Imam Baqir said from my father, Imam Sajjad. I said Imam Sadiq, I'm sorry. Imam Sajjad, I said. وَقَدْ خِفْتُ أَن تَكُونُ شَوْكًا لَا وَرَقَ فِي. I am worried that you may become actually worse, not only to be leaf with thorns, to be just thorns. Nothing beautiful, nothing attractive, just pushing people away. كونوا دعاة إلى ربكم. Call people towards God. وَأَدْخِلُ النَّاسَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. Help people to come towards this path of submission to God. وَلَا تُخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ. Don't force people to go out. Bring people in, not to send them out. وَكَذَلِكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. The people who were before you, they were the same. يُدْخِلُونَ النَّاسَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. They were bringing people into Islam, not like يُخْرَجُونَهُمْ مِنْ. So this shows that the manner of the person who is inviting people is very important. The akhlaq is very important. There is another hadith in this booklet, inshallah you will see, is especially important for us about how to approach Muslims from other school of Islam. So that was about the way you approach non-Muslims. This is about Muslims from other schools of Islam. A person called Humran says, قلت لأبي جعفر عليه السلام أصلحك الله. He says, I told Imam Baqir alayhi salam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all your affairs in a good condition. إني كنت في حال. Please listen carefully. I hope all the people who have satellite channels, who they have websites, they publish literature, they take this hadith into consideration. He says, I told Imam, I was in a condition different from my condition now. And I don't know which one is better, my previous condition or now. So what was his previous condition? He says, قَدْ كُنْتُ أُخَاصِمُ النَّاسِ. I was fighting with people. Nas here means non-Shia. Okay? So I was fighting Nas, debating very severely and, you know, harshly, strongly. فلا أزال قد استجاب لي الواحد بعد الواحد. And I used to have people who would respond positively, so one at each time was accepting. So I was able to convince them. ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُ ذَلِكَ. Then I gave up. So now I am wondering, was it better if I had continued, or it's better that I stopped this style of debating harshly and strongly? فَقَالَ يَا حُمْرَان. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, O Humran, خَلِّ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَخَالِقْهُمْ. Don't force people, don't push people with force towards what you think is the truth. Have good mukhalaqa, good manner, good akhlaq with them. This is the main thing. Don't be satisfied that at each time one person believes in you and accepts what you say. Look at those thousands of people that you are offending. Maybe one person in thousand would accept. But what about those people who would not accept and would be offended? خَالِقْهُمْ. Have good akhlaq with them. فَإِنَّ اللَّهِ إِذَا أَرَادَ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا. If Allah wants to guide those people, if Allah sees that there is opportunity in those people to be guided, you don't need to do these things. نَكَتَ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٍ فَحَالَ قَلْبُهُ فَيَسِيرُ إِلَىٰ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ أَسْرَعَ مِنَ الطَّيْرِ إِلَىٰ وَكْرِ. If a person is supposed to be guided, a spot of light will be appearing in his heart and it will grow, and he would come to this amr, Mr. Velaya, faster than a bird who goes back to its nest. So don't think that it's your harsh treatment that is guiding some people. No, this is wrong. If there is maslaha and Allah wants it, He can guide them without you offending people, without you treating people with harshness and anger. So with non-Muslims, with Muslims from other schools, we have to be very careful not to offend them, not to have bad akhlaq. And then a very important aspect of ihsan is to bring people together, to reconcile. You all have heard this hadith of Amirul Mu'mineen in his final will towards the end of his life. You know that famous hadith starting with Allah, Allah. One of the things that Amirul Mu'mineen mentions in his final will, which is a summary of the advices of Amirul Mu'mineen, because when you are dying, you want to give the best advice, is Islahu Dhatil Bain. You should try to reconcile. Reconciliation is very important. If you see two people don't speak to each other, don't meet each other, they are not in good terms with each other, maybe husband and wife, maybe two brother, maybe brother and sister, two neighbors, two colleagues, I don't know, any group of people. A very important ihsan is to bring them together. And Amirul Mu'mineen says, I heard Rasulullah saying that inna islah dhat al-bayn afdalu min ammat as-salat was-siyam. It's better than 1 year of prayer and fasting. Imagine if you can make two people again friends, better than 1 year of prayer and fasting. It doesn't mean that you don't pray and fast and do reconciliation. It means that the reward is more. And now imagine if, for example, there are two centers who don't have good relation, two communities, and you bring them together. If two people's reconciliation has that reward, what about bringing two communities together? two families together. The reward then is not something that we can understand. Of course, I don't want to mention that what would be then the punishment for people who divide, who break the relations. Sometimes, unfortunately, even with good intention, some people create problem. Sometimes even some family members, they don't know how to help married couples, especially young married couples, then they create division between husband and wife without knowing what they do. We have to be very careful. Everyone should try to bring people together and make the relation warmer and closer. So this Islahu Dhat al-Bayn is very important. And if you see that there is a mu'min or mu'mina who is not showing respect to you that much, who is not showing love to you that much, he is not recognizing you as a mu'min and treat you as a mu'min, and you are very much feeling, you know, sadness and sometimes negativity in your heart. Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam tell us that again here you have the responsibility of going beyond these problems and do not let these problems affect your relation with your mu'min brother or sister. There is a hadith here that inshallah you will see. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one of his companions, Ya Abdullah, Ahbib fillah wa abghidh fillah. Love for the sake of Allah. Dislike for the sake of Allah. Al hubbu fillah wal bughdh fillah is something very important. It's the core of faith. Wawal fillah wa aad fillah. So your relation with people should be based on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah said, فَإِنَّهُ لَن تُنَال وَلَايَةُ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِذَالِكَ. You cannot be under guardianship of Allah except with this, to love for the sake of Allah and to dislike for the sake of Allah. وَلَا يَجِدُ رَجُلٌ تَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ وَإِنْ كَثُرَتْ صَلَاتُهُ وَسِيَامُهُ حَتَّى يَكُونَ كَذَلِكَ. You cannot taste the sweetness of salat and siyam, prayer and fasting, unless you have this quality of loving for the sake of Allah, disliking for the sake of Allah. The hadith continues, and then it says that Rasulullah was asked, how can I be sure that my relation with people is based on my love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who are the friends of God that I choose as my friends? Who are the awliyaullah that I choose as my awliyaullah? فَأَشَارَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَىٰ عَلِيٍّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rasulullah pointed at Imam Ali and said, Atara hadha, do you see this man? Qala bala. He said, yes, I can see him. Rasulullah said, Waliyu hadha waliyullah. Fawalihi. The friend, the follower, the person was wilayah of this man is waliyullah, is the friend of God. So you must have wilaya of the people who have wilaya of this person. And then Rasulullah said, after a few words, Wali waliya hadha walau annahu qatilu abika wa waladik. Have the wilaya of the friends of this man, even if that person has killed your father and child. if there is a mu'min, but for some mistakes, some problems, you have personal issues between you. Don't let these personal issues, even if it is that severe, which is like he has killed some of your beloved ones, don't use this as an excuse to fight each other. You see how much Ahlul Bayt can emphasize on unity of mu'mineen. I don't think there is any way to emphasize more. وَلِوَلِيَّ هَذَا وَلَوْ أَنَّهُ قَاتِلُ أَبِيكَ وَوُلْدِكَ وَوَلَدِكَ. So these are some of the important aspects of ihsan. Ihsan to your parents. Ihsan to the kinship. Ihsan to the orphans. Ihsan to the needy people. Ihsan to the neighbors. Speaking in a good way, beautiful way with all people. And inviting all people towards the truth with good manner. Bringing people together, reconciling people who have problems. These are different examples of ihsan. But in general, any good that you can bring to this world, this is ihsan. We have to make this world better. Wherever you are, try to improve. In your family, in your office, in your university, in the classroom, in your neighborhood, be a voice for goodness, a voice for kindness, a voice for justice, a voice for good manners, a piece of light, a piece of hope. This is ihsan. This shows that we are moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shows that we are reflecting the radiations of Allah to the people who are in touch with us. In this way, we can move faster and we can facilitate other people also in their journey towards the truth. So I would like to end with this beautiful ayah from chapter 39, verse 10. وَقِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا مَاذَا أَنْزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ. The people who were pious, they were asked, what has sent down your Lord? What have you gained from your Lord? What Allah has given you? قَالُوا خَيْرًا. Allah has given us good. The people who are wise, the people who are knowledgeable, are the people who can present Islam as a good package that everyone can appreciate. Don't make religion difficult. Don't make religion something that only can be meaningful to religious people. If you are very capable in your tabligh, you would present Islamic ideas in the way that every human being would appreciate. Because Islam is an invitation for goodness. So when they were asked, what has your Lord sent? قَالُوا خَيْرًا. Good. Islam has advised us to do good and observe good. Then Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة ولدار الآخرة خير ولنعم دار المتقين. Those who do ihsan in dunya, those who do good things in dunya, those who didn't listen to shaitan or nafs ammare, so instead of doing mischief, they have been doing good. For them in dunya is hasana, and also they have akhirah. In dunya, they have good life. In akhirah, they have good life. And very good is the abode of muttaqin in the hereafter, which is jannatu adnin yadkhulunaha tajri min tahtaha al-anhar. They will enter in gardens beneath which rivers flow. لهم فيها ما يشاءون. Whatever they want would be available for them. Of course, these people never want bad things, never want, you know, vicious things. They want good things because in dunya they were working for good. In akhirah also they want good, and they will be given good of everything that they want without limitation. لهم فيها ما يشاءون كذلك يجزي الله المتقين. This is the way that Allah rewards the pious. Allah is very generous. Allah is very generous even with the people who have not believed in Him. People who have not asked from Him anything. يَا مَنْ يُعْطِي مَنْ سَأَلَهُ يَا مَنْ يُعْطِي مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلْهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْهُ. Even the people who have not asked Him and have not known Him, Allah is generous. But if you want to see the generosity of Allah in the best way, see how generous He is with muttaqeen, how generous He is with muhsaneen, how generous He is with the people that in dunya they were voices and instruments and agents of good. الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ. These are the people that when the angels come to receive them, the angels receive them tayyibin. They don't see any darkness, any ugliness in them. They are tayyib, they are clean, they are pure. They have that hayat tayyiba, which we said, لَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاتًا تَيِّبًا. So if you have hayat tayyiba, then you yourself become tayyib. الذين تتوفاهم الملائكة الطيبين يقولون السلام عليكم ادخلوا الجنة بما كنتم تعملون. The angels say, peace be with you. Enter heaven because of what you have been doing, because of your ihsan, because of your good actions. So this is what we can achieve. Hayat tayyiba, and also condition of tayyib in the time of departure from this world to the other world, and then eternal comfort, eternal happiness, eternal encounter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without hijab. This is the most beautiful thing that can happen if you can encounter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without hijab. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. That's the beauty that inshallah I hope we would be able to achieve. Tonight we remember Ahlul Bayt of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. After the tragic events of the day of Ashura, every human being, every person with a little akhlaq, when he sees that there are people who are suffering, they have had musibah, they have lost some people, tries to help, tries to show some kind of sympathy. But the enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam had no least of humanity, no least of moral consciousness. They were transformed into just wild animals. So after the killing of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, then they attacked the tents of Ahlul Bayt. The narrator says, وَتَصَابَقَ الْقَوْمُ عَلَىٰ نَحْبِ بُيُوتِ آلِ الرَّسُولِ. Not only some of them attacked, but there was a competition. وَتَسَابَقَ الْقَوْمِ. They were trying to be the first to attack, to loot, to burn. And there was no man there to help these ladies and children. There was a woman, a brave woman from the tribe of Bakr ibn Wa'il. When this woman saw this, she took a stick, a piece of wood, something which was available, and used to say, Ya Ala Bakr ibn Wa'il, Atuslabu Banatu Rasulullah, O men of my tribe, do you see that the daughters of the Prophet are attacked and you are just watching? La hukma illa lillah, ya larasarat Rasulullah. So she went to protect Ahlul Bayt, but her husband took her back. No one to protect them. The ladies, the children had to leave the tents. Everyone had to run away without shoes, without proper dress. They wanted to go towards the bodies of the martyrs. The narrator says, when the ladies looked at the bodies of the martyrs, they were surprised with the condition of the bodies. Then the narrator says, فَوَاللَّهِ لَا أَنْسَى زَيْنَبْ بِنْتَ عَلِي. By Allah, I cannot forget the condition of Zainab. This is an enemy in the army of Umar al-Sa'd. She says, I cannot forget the situation of Zainab, تَدُنُوُ الْحُسَيْنِ, lamenting for Hussein, وَتُنَادِي بِسَوْتٍ حَزِينٍ وَقَلْبٍ كَئِيبٍ. With a sad voice, with a heart full of pain, she was saying, Ya Muhammada, Salla alayka malaikatu al-zama, Aza'u zaynuka murammalun bid-dama. O Prophet, this is your Hussein, who is covered by the sands of this plain. مُغَدَّعُ الْأَعْزَى, whose organs are scattered. مَسْلُوبَ الْإِمَامَةِ وَالْرِضَى, whose imam and dress are taken away. وَبَنَاتُكَ السَّبَايَا, O Prophet, your daughters are taken as asir. إِلَى اللَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى وَإِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ الْمُصْطَفَى وَإِلَى عَلِيٍّ الْمُرْتَضَى وَإِلَى فَاطِمَةَ الزَّهْرَى وَإِلَى حَمْزَةَ السَّيِّدِ الشُّهَدَى. She mentioned her complaint to Allah, to the Prophet, to Imam Ali, to Lady Fatima, to Uncle Hamza Sayyid al-Shuhada. She wished they were there to see and help. Then she said again, Ya Muhammada, Adha Husaynun bil-Ira, Tasfi alayhi saba. This is your Hussein left on the plain. The winds of this desert are blowing on the body of Hussein without cover. قتيل أولاد البغايا وحزنا وكربا اليوم مات جدي رسول الله. Today I have lost رسول الله. يا أصحاب محمد. Then the lady addressed the companions of the Prophet who had love for the Prophet. She said, هَاُولَاءِ ذُرِّيَّةُ الْمُصْطَفَى. Look at the progeny of your beloved Muhammad. يُسَاقُونَ سَوْغَ السَّبَايَا. And she continued. The narrator says, أَبْكَتْ كُلَّ عَدُوٍ وَالصَّدِيقِ. Every person there, friend and enemies, started crying. ثم السكينة اعتنقت جسد أبي الحسين. Lady Sukaina found an opportunity to go towards the body of her father and embrace the body of her father. فاجتمع عدة من الأعراب حتى جروها. Then some of these Bedouins went there and took her away from her father. Then at this time, the narrator says that Umar al-Sa'd made a call and asked for volunteers to ride their horses on the body of Imam. Shabbas though, please imagine the situation of Ahlul Bayt in this night. On the one side there are bodies of the martyrs, on the other side there are burnt tents surrounded by enemies. Shabbas do dasht hayaoui mubhami darat setarei sukhdei sohbat az ghami darat. It is dark night and there is a strange situation in this plain of Karbala. A burning star is talking about its pain. Shabbas do dar dil shat furat zemzemist be pay nakhl ke gisuy dar amidarad. There is a call in the Euphrates. Perhaps the water of Euphrates is sad, why could not offer itself to the thirsty martyrs. The palm trees are in a situation of disarray. Shabbas do mah behar khaymei ke sar mizanad. Neshaste madari o bazme matami darad. When the moon is looking at the people who are there, sees that everywhere there is a mother lamenting for her child. Shabbas do sang saburi benalmi guyad. Khosh ast hal yatimi ke hamdami darad. What good is the condition of an orphan who has someone to show sympathy? Because of the orphans, Abu Zayn had no one to show sympathy. Shabbas do dukhtar ma'asum sayyid o shuhada baray nohe gari fursat kami darad. It is the night, but it is short for the daughter of Imam Hussein to cry for her father. Shabbas do saye ahrimani shetab alud ravad besuy Suleiman ke khatami darad. In this dark night, a devil is going towards the body of Hussein to take the ring from the hand of Hussein. Shabbas do dagh jigar siuze sineye mazloom. Shabbas do dagh jigar siuze sineye mazloom. Ze ashq Fatime umid marami darad. In this night when the hearts are full of pain, they hope that the Lady Fatima would be there to help them. Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimin. Wa sayya'lamu al-lazina zalamu ayyamun ghalaban yan ghalabun.